News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. It's a Health and Wellness Wednesday, and of course it is the kind of the middle of Mental Health Awareness Month, so we're going to continue talking about mental health topics all month long. Of course, a lot of it with our friends over at CSI of Fond du Lac County, and today we are going to highlight Fondy Cares with Katie Motor. She is the Director of Pupil Services with the Fond du Lac School District. We're going to talk about Fondy Cares, which despite all that's happened in the last year, it's continued to expand through the Fond du Lac School District, and that's definitely some good news to talk about here this morning. So we're going to highlight more about that and what the future might hold for Fondy Cares here this morning with Katie. Katie, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Spencer. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So Fondy Cares, I'm sure if parents out there or even grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever, have students that are in the Fond du Lac School District, they've probably heard of this over the last year, 2 years or so. But for those who aren't familiar with Fondy Cares, can you kind of give us the background information and how it all got started?
Absolutely. So Fondy Cares stands for Community Access, Responding and Empowering Students. And it started about 2018-19. We were reflecting on how are we meeting students' social-emotional learning needs in the school setting? How are we universally supporting students? And then what happens when students really need more support than what we can give? Sometimes we're at the table with parents. We're trying to come up with different ideas. And although we have a really robust school counselor, school psychologist, school social workers within our system, there's times where students just need some actual community-based mental health therapy. And as we all know, there are a ton of barriers and waiting lists to get on to see a therapist. And so we created what's called Fondy Cares. We wrote a grant from the state of Wisconsin, which started our program. And Fondy Cares is we have mental health therapy sessions within the school setting. So we have community-based agencies that kind of have like mini clinics within inside our schools. The school holds the clinic. However, the therapist or the community works directly with the families regarding payment and all of those kind of things. Having therapy within the school setting means parents don't need to leave their jobs to drive kids places. Our waiting list is non-existent, or if it is, it is extremely short. Kids don't, instead of losing an hour and a half of school, leaving school to go see someone and come back, they lose much shorter time in the classroom. And so really it was breaking down barriers so that all kids and the Fond du Lac School District could receive some more mental health therapy if that's what they needed. So, yeah, we got the grant in 2019. We started up October 1st, 2019 in our three middle schools, Savage, Tyson, Woodworth, and our STEM Academy. Things went well, and so then March 1st, we moved and began at three of our elementary schools, Evans, Pyre, and Roberts, and then we all know what happened in the middle of March. And all I have to say is, you know, I'm so grateful that Fondy Cares was in place because during the pandemic, students could still receive therapy. So although the school was shut down for a while, or then we were in blended for a while, some families were receiving services or their children were virtually, students could still receive therapy. There were students receiving in-person therapy when it worked, teletherapy. There were even some phone sessions. But when life was hard for everyone, kids got what they needed, which is exactly what we were looking for.
That was one of my next questions. The response in general from students, from staff, from even the counseling staff at the school district, what's the response been like? Has it been overwhelmingly positive to have something like this readily available for students in the district?
Absolutely. We have now added on, so we had the three middles, the charter, the elementary. We just added on to the high school this year. We wanted to make sure as eighth graders moved to the high school, they could continue to have services. We're also looking at adding three more schools, Chegwin, Riverside, and Parkside, starting October 1st of next year. The reason I share that is the schools, the administrators, the teachers are literally chomping at the bit to get these services within their schools. So I keep hearing, when can we have our next school? When can we have our next school? Our school counselors and admin team work hand-in-hand with the community-based therapists, and it's really just a wraparound to support kids holistically within the school setting. And so we've received really great, some positive feedback. If you go on our Finding Cures website, there are some quotes from staff members, from students, from our counselors, from our parents. I just have one of the best stories ever. I was sharing out at Riverside School, which will be starting next year. And one of the teachers is a coach at the high school and was worried about a student and said, hey, what about Fondy Cares? And they connected the student who was an athlete at the high school to get some therapy that they needed. And so thanks to that teacher, now we're going to look at how do we wrap around with coaches so that they can help get students the support they need too, because we haven't focused on them yet. So that was, it's spreading. It's been outstanding.
We had a chance last year to highlight the school counselors. We spoke with three of the counselors in the school district, and that was a great conversation to highlight some of the things that they are doing and they're working on and how they're helping students through a challenging year. How does Fondy Cares tie in with the counseling program, and I know the school social workers that are already in place? How are they involved in this, and what is Fondy Cares in bringing in these community mental health partners? How does that help them do their job in the school district?
Yeah, great question. So when we look at any type of education, we look at there are standards or there are, for example, social-emotional learning competencies that all kids need, everybody needs. And most kids, typically we say about 80% of the students are going to get it the first time around. So our school counselors do an excellent job, as well as teachers, teaching social-emotional learning within their classrooms. Then we know some students need more support. And so that might be when our school psychologists or counselors are meeting with small groups of students or singly with students. And that is, again, then from that point, then we get probably about 95% of our students are getting what they need. Then there comes to a point where there's 3 to 5% of our students that need more. Our school counselors, we have one counselor in each of our elementaries, one of each of our middles, and we have five school counselors as well as a social worker at our high school. They don't have enough hours in the day to teach academic career readiness, scheduling, social-emotional well-being, as well as support kids in the classroom. And so it gets to a point where we need more. And so that's what's been so powerful, meeting with families. As a team, we can say, this is what our school's done. This is what our school counseling team has done. We have an idea of how your child can get more to get your child's needs met. So they really wrap around closely, and it's been a great partnership that way. We also have added on to the amount of community-based agencies. When we originally started, we started with SSM Health, Catholic Charities, Delta Center, and Rawhide. And what we found is some of our students' needs were being met through those community-based agencies. However, we need to continue to take on different and more community-based agencies that take different insurances, and we have sliding scales, and we have businesses that take Medicaid. So we've added on with Collaborative Wellness, Integrity Counseling, and Sherman Counseling. And so that's why we don't have as much of a waiting list, is because when it's time, we start off with like a half a day or a day per therapist in a school, and then we can add on, and so that makes our waiting list much shorter.
We're talking with Katie Motor. She is the Director of Pupil Services for the Fond du Lac School District, talking about Fondy Cares here as part of our Health and Wellness Wednesdays. Katie, you and I were talking before we started our interview officially here, talking about, you know, obviously expanding Fondy Cares during the pandemic, and you said it earlier on in our conversation that, you know, thank goodness that Fondy Cares was in place with all the challenges of 2020 and even into the first part of this year. We're coming to the end of the school year, and there's obviously hope on the horizon for a more normal-ish feel to school coming up here in probably the fall and into next school year. But can you just talk a little bit about how Fondy Cares played a role in helping students through the challenges of COVID-19 and all the changes that had to be made within the last year?
So, you know, earlier I talked about 80% of our students being able to get what they can in a typical lesson or in the teaching that we do with social-emotional learning, and then some needing more. Fondy Cares now has, we have 3.6% of the school district that is receiving mental health support. 84% of our students go from referral to enrollment. That means that when parents are referring their children or the district is referring the children, it's becoming a match and kids are getting the support that they need. We had actually at the end of April, I believe it was, we had almost 1,500 mental health therapy sessions going on. Kids are dealing with things going on in the community. They are dealing with not seeing friends and then seeing friends in a different way. They're dealing with parents going through some struggles as well. And so, again, Fondy Cares is just that safe place, another way to heal and grow. Again, our school counseling team, social workers, school psychologists do an outstanding job supporting kids, and this is just a great next layer.
You talked about growth and how it's continuing to expand over the next, or it has been expanding since 2019, and then will continue here in the future. What does the future look like for Fondy Cares as we head into next school year and beyond?
So in 2019, we received a grant from DPI, which allowed us to get started. Really a big part of the grant we received goes for what's called a mental health navigator. Melissa Shep is our current mental health navigator, and she leads Fondy Cares, and she works to make sure that all of our agencies are working together, as well as meeting with each one of our students and their families. We've added Janice Mishler on. SSM Health has given us a grant that has allowed her to specifically start this work at Chegwin Riverside and Parkside Elementary Schools. So she works in tandem with Melissa, and we are currently looking at hiring another mental health navigator, because every child and family that comes in, they need someone to help them navigate through the system. So some people don't know, how does my insurance work? What if I don't have insurance? So getting mental health is difficult to get that support. And the navigator working alongside the community-based agencies makes that happen. So, again, we have our three middles, charter school, three elementaries. We'll be starting the three other elementaries October 1st. And then we have three more schools to go, which we have just written for another grant from DPI, which we hope can help us with that. And then a shout-out to our community-based, our community support system. We did receive a grant through Fondy 100. Service League and Sigma have also given us grants. And typically their $1,500 grant that they give us allows us to set up the mental health therapy clinic room. And so we are so grateful for what they've given us. It's really great to know that our state and our community are working together to help students be whole and do the best that they can. So it's just so exciting.
For sure. Katie, if people want more information about Fondy Cares, you mentioned website. That's the best place to go to for more info, I take it?
It sure is. It's fondycares.org, F-O-N-D-Y-C-A-R-E-S parentsdon'tneedtoleavetheirjobstodriveKFIZ.org. And it's got our story. It also has, if there is a parent who's interested in getting some support for their child, that as well. And it has my information as well as our mental health navigators in case people would like to talk more.
Very cool. Katie, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.